107, Aaron Kerman in for Bill Leff. I'm so grateful to be here. I just learning about the community and interesting things going on. You people fascinate me. I just love you people. This is so cool. 312-981-7200 or text 24720. And my next guest is someone that follows a great passion of mine, and that is cycling. If I could get there on bike, I will do it. And there's nothing greater and more peaceful than that as far as I'm concerned. Cold weather, warm weather, you name it, I'm on the bike. How are you doing, Ira?
Aaron, I'm doing well. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Ira David, creator of Pedal America, which features experiences cycling across and around America. And first and foremost, I got to tell you, when Dan, our producer, spoke to me and, you know, about this, and I was totally stoked because, like I said, I ride my bike everywhere. And he said, oh, well, Ira had said that you had met before. I was like, deer in headlights. Oh, no. Oh, no. And he says, yeah, you met at Crew Wine Bar. And then I nearly fell on the floor because that was a while ago. And I fully admit that was my second home. For about a six-month stretch. A fabulous place. I believe it's still there.
It closed down and it had reopened. And yes. We met there. It goes back. It must be about 7 years ago.
Yeah, I think we closed it down. That's kind of odd timing.
It was a Sunday afternoon.
Oddly enough, the bar completely closed and then reopened much, much later. But yeah, that's so cool. So what happened? Refresh my brain.
I walked in on a Sunday afternoon. It was pretty quiet in there. In fact, you were the only one sitting at the bar. And you pointed out a short sleeve shirt that I was wearing. And you said, you know, that looks like a bicyclist type shirt. And I said, well, it's not really a biking shirt, but I do bike. So you picked up on that. And we struck up a conversation. And we hung out there for a while just chatting it up.
That's so cool. I'm so glad that was a pleasant introduction. But that's cool. And you know what? That sounds exactly like something I would do. Because, first of all, you just know when – I don't know. How do you even – well, you know what? First of all, you're fit. I mean, that's the first – but there's a cyclist kind of physique that, you know, that I'm in tune to. And also kind of like, you know, the fashion that goes along with it or whatever you want to say. But since then, you've been pretty busy.
I have been. I've been pretty busy. You know, my professional background is in media, but I also spent, and when we were talking back 7 years ago, I spent 16 years teaching college journalism and media studies here in Chicago. And, you know, I kind of got to a point where I kind of felt my life was very compartmentalized.
I hear you.
I had my teaching career in one corner, my cycling activities in another corner, my freelance print career someplace else. And, you know, that's all fine. A lot of us live our lives that way. But I got to a point where I wasn't really feeling challenged anymore the way I wanted to feel challenged at the college. And if I'm not challenged, I grow bored pretty quickly. So I kind of tapped into myself and asked how I can harmonize all my passions into a single place. And one day, to keep the story short, while I was actually driving to the college, I remember it, I was on the Ohio feeder ramp, and it just came to me like a Thomas Edison light bulb. This surge of energy, it just kind of flowed through me, and I knew that I had found it, and I was going to produce a national TV series that would inspire others to get on their bikes and enjoy them. And that's what I did. And I've been busy doing that for the past 4 years.
Wow. And phenomenal light bulb, by the way.
It was.
I mean, I totally sense where you're coming from on that. And if you're not passionate about something, then why do it? And if it doesn't challenge you, then why do it? You'll end up at the wine bar on a Sunday afternoon. That's what happens when you're not challenged, for me.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Every now and then, not every single day. But okay. However, so great. So you started thinking, so you, Pedal America was what came out of this.
Right.
And a reality-based show following you in different cities and how they embrace cycling, or what was the premise of Pedal America?
When I first started in creating this project, it was just in my mind travel by bicycle. Tourism, going around seeing different cities, different townships, different parts of the country, national parks, state parks, on a bike. But when I was putting everything together and doing a lot of my research, one thing that I learned, Aaron, was that having a show strictly about travel by bicycle was not going to succeed, because there are a lot of perceived myths out there that people have about cycling that kind of keeps them off the bike. And so I realized it had to be more than just that. But I also learned in my research that having a show just about bike advocacy wasn't going to succeed either, because people don't want to be preached to. So I kind of put together a formula where it is travel by bicycle. We take viewers, even viewers who are not interested in cycling, to some really cool places, but we show it to them by bicycle. What we show is that this is an opportunity to look at cycling, to look at a different area, with a different mode of transportation, other than a vehicle. But what we also do in the show is we tell the story of why this particular region that we're in is a safe place to explore it by bicycle.
And I think the fear of cycling, people think of, like the Lance Armstrong, I need to get the, all of these things and the $400 bike, and I got to make sure. I mean, trust me, I get my bike still to this day at one of my favorite secondhand bicycle shops on Broadway. you can go to that level, but I just get a bike that's comfortable. I mean, I had a mountain bike, and then I was like, this isn't fast enough. I'm not going off trail here. I'm going on Lakeshore Drive, and I need to get to work.
So right. My background in cycling, I do all kinds of cycling, but primarily I'm a long distance cyclist. I'll go out with my friends. We'll do, anywhere from 35 to 80 miles a day in spandex, or we'll go on a 5-day, 6-day, bike ride. But
wow,
Pedal America
cool.
is nothing about that. But Pedal America is for all of my other friends who look at me as if I'm nuts. Okay, we really target just the everyday recreational cyclist, the commuter cyclist, those who just want to go out and go for a ride, whether it's 1 mile or 2 miles or 10 miles. They want to get into better shape. That's who we're targeting.
Right. I like the premise of the show, because it's kind of like I'm addicted to all the, the Anthony Bourdain's or the Food Network's, Anders Zimmern, Bizarre Foods. Now, I do not have a desire to eat any crazy, like, cockroach, whatever. But the scenery and just being around different cultures and seeing different people in different cities is kind of like what the umbrella of what it is that you're doing. And, yes, bike enthusiasts are part of it. But
sure.
It's got an interesting story. And I know you got a Kickstart campaign to bring it back for a second season, because, I myself, actually, right before we had met, I had just got done wrapping up a television show on the Discovery Channel. And unfortunately, even with the big monster of Discovery Channel, it's very costly to put on a show.
The
Garage Takeover. I was the host of that. And so, in order to do this, you need some funds. So let's talk about that, about your Kickstart campaign, some highlights from season one, and just basically what, cycling around Chicago is like in your opinion on that. So we'll talk more with Ira David, creator of Pedal America, next at 720 WGN. 119, it's Aaron Carmen in for Bill Leff with very special guest Ira David, creator of Pedal America, which features his experiences cycling across and around America. First season aired on PBS. Looking for a second season. And you got a lot of people wondering, Ira, when is this second season going to happen? Where did you go? How can we help? And let's get this thing happening. What do we need to do?
We are getting a lot of email from viewers and also from PBS stations asking, when is season two coming? And so season one has been very successful. It's airing in 87% of households that can access PBS. And so we're in the process of getting our, you know, season two underwriting sponsorship. And it's tough out there in this economic climate. And what we decided to do, what we wanted to do to get on the air sooner, we wanted to try to launch a Kickstarter campaign for season two. Specifically, we wanted to do a winter writing episode.
That's a great idea.
We think so, and we were going to do it right here along the Fox River.
Oh, because so, I'm still trying to winterize my bike. I'm the fool that doesn't get the whatchamacallit, the fenders, I guess you call it. See, look at me. I ride my bike, but I'm not, you know, I don't have the right terminology. But that's a great idea. Winterize your bike. How do you do it?
How to winterize your bike, but also how to bike during the winter.
Yeah, no
kidding. Keep yourself safe and to keep yourself comfortable. So we decided to launch this Kickstarter campaign. We're trying to do it without corporate sponsorship. That way we can get on the air earlier to give our viewers, our fan base, what they want. And it's been kind of interesting. I think, Kickstarter is great for projects that are not yet off the ground.
Yeah, explain. This is an amazing website, and it's Kickstarter.com. Is that the – explain it to people.
Yeah, I think so,
explain
yes.
it to people for people that may not know what it is.
Sure. It's basically crowdfunding where those who have a shared interest in what you're doing can contribute to a project that you're putting together. And I think they earn rewards for contributing, and there are different levels at which they can contribute. And that's pretty much how it works.
It's such a great idea.
We're trying it. Actually, I had not heard of Kickstarter until my producer, Susan Banage, introduced it to me. And I said, hey, let's want to try it. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. So we're doing it, and we're seeing what happens.
So you go on, and oddly enough, I just found out about Kickstarter by my producer. So, boy, these producers really run the show, don't they?
And you know what? It's an all or nothing deal where you either raise all the funding that you need, or you don't get any of it.
So you have a set goal that the amount that you need, because you know production is hefty. It's a big cost for a show,
sure.
And so the people that could go to Kickstarter to help fund you, whether it's $5 just or
yeah,
more,
it goes all the way up. Yeah, it starts at $5. It goes up, I think, to like $10,000. I don't know, quite a bit.
Oh, lovely. I will be one of the 10,000s. Thank you. I'm going to go on right now. If I could, I would. Trust me, because I'm totally down with this. It's so cool. But you're saying that if you don't raise the funds in order to do the season two of Pedal America, which is whatever the goal is, they get their money back?
Well, it's a pledge, so I think their cards are not even charged unless, right. But we're not raising money for the entire season. We're only raising money for one episode.
Oh, wow. We could do this.
What's nice is if we can do this, we can maybe even offset some costs and bring some costs down for the sponsors who do come on board with us for season two.
Oh, we can do this. Come on, make it happen. Let's do this. We can do this in a minute. We can do this. So let's be specific, though. So you go to Kickstarter.com and then like type in Pedal America. I am fascinated by this.
I think you then click on the category. I think if it's film and television projects or film and video projects, something like that. And we're there someplace.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I'm just going to research this whole Kickstarter thing, but definitely going to get involved in getting you. You just want the first episode. The winter episode is what you're trying to raise the money for of cycling?
Right. Exactly. And the rest will come from our corporate sponsors. You know, but Aaron, the time is really, it's right for a show like Pedal America. Obesity, climate change, financial hardships, they're all major concurrent challenges that we're facing in the U.S. And, bicycling addresses all of these issues. It's exercise, it reduces carbon emissions, it's less expensive than gas. In fact, it's practically free to get on your bike. And I got to tell you, I praise, if I may, the Wall Street Journal, because the Wall Street Journal has been fairly consistent during the past year in publishing articles that point to bicycling as a fast-growing trend. We have infrastructure that's being installed all across the country to make cycling safer, more comfortable for everybody. Companies are offering incentives and facilities for employees who bike to work. And also, if you go online to a lot of these travel websites, you'll see that hotels list nearby bike shops and rental opportunities, and a lot of properties and hotel chains are also now offering complimentary bikes with hotel rooms. So our content, it's right on target, and the timing is right.
Ira, I have to tell you this, and I mean in all sincerity. There is a reason we met 7 years ago, and there's a reason we're talking now. I'm so in tune with what you're doing. I'm telling you, I tell everybody, my sister, her boyfriend, I said, he's worried about getting to the gym. He wants to lose weight. I said, you need to do one thing. And I actually went back home to Ohio and got a bike that wasn't used anymore and brought it back to Chicago for him. I said, ride your bike to work and back.
Mm-hmm.
Just start there. Trust me. It will make you feel better. You're going to save money on the gas or even, I mean, it's, you said all of that, the health reasons, the economic reasons, the environment reasons. You're just really, yes.
Yeah, we are a travel show, you know, and like I said, there are even people who are watching our show who don't bike because they won't because they can't, or they think that they can. We actually have some shows planned for season two where we look at those who are physically challenged and have different impairments, and we address them and show you that even with certain impairments, you can get out there and you can bike.
That's wonderful. And another thing that I just love the most, one of the many things about riding my bike, no matter, you see things that you will never see in a car. I mean, you could drive the same street in a car and not notice that unique little shop that you have never seen, or that beautiful porch, or decorative landscaping on this house that you've been by several times in a car. But when you're on a bike, you're more in tune and you see even more of the beauty that Chicago has to offer. So,
Erin, my production manager Stephanie Rabiola and I, we were talking about this very issue this afternoon. Biking really offers like the opportunity to embrace like true Americana. I kind of feel like as a culture here, we often get trapped in like this, I call it like a global microcosm where we move fast. You know, we're focused on getting the job or reaching a specific goal, whatever it might be for our individual selves. And what cycling does, it's nice to slow down, embrace the journey, you know, give yourself that opportunity to experience so much of what you might have missed otherwise.
Amen, Ira. A pleasure to speak with you again, and we will have to meet up in person. I mean, at this point, we just have to do it again. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ira David, creator of Pedal America. We're going to get that season two up and running, so get all the details at Kickstarter. Pedal America on PBS season two is going to happen, and we'll make sure we have all the links and all that good stuff at WGN Radio as well, and the podcast. So thanks again, and hang on. We'll be in touch, and let's go for a ride. It's 129-720 WGN.